Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the feast of two saints, Saints Philip and James. Of the latter, who was the relative of our Lord, that is Saint James, another great saint, Saint Jerome, wrote that Saint James prostrated so much in prayer that the skin of his knees and forehead was hardened like to camel's hoofs. This great apostle and disciple of our Lord, Saint James, was Bishop of Jerusalem, and because of his courageous preaching of Christ, the Jews carried him up to the roof of the Jerusalem temple. There they tried to make him deny Christ, but Saint James took even this opportunity to declare his belief in Jesus Christ in this most solemn and public manner. For he cried out aloud from the rooftop in the hearing of a great multitude of people that Jesus, the Son of Man, was seated at the right hand of the Sovereign Majesty and would come in the clouds of heaven to judge the world. The scribes and the Pharisees, the leaders of the Jews, were so enraged at this testimony that they threw him headlong down to the ground. Though he was very much bruised by his fall, Saint James then had strength enough to get upon his knees. He then lifted up his eyes to heaven and begged of God to pardon his murderers. The rabble below then covered him with showers of stones and at last gave him a strike on the head with a club, to which hit he then died. Saint James was buried near this temple in the place in which he was martyred, and so great was the reputation of his sanctity and so horrible was this crime seemed to be that the Jews attributed to Saint James's death the destruction of Jerusalem, which the Romans did less than 10 years after his martyrdom. As Saint James was praying for his enemies, he lifted his eyes up to heaven. And also from today's Gospel, we see Saint Philip asking our Lord Jesus to show him the Father. From Saint Philip, we can particularly learn an ardent love of God and desire to see the Father even in this earthly life of ours. Saint Philip asked only this favor because that was his only desire in life. Children, is it also your deep desire to see the Father in heaven as Saint James and Saint Philip wanted? To obtain heaven, we must, as they did, extinguish from our hearts all attractions and desires of earthly things. You see, we are in this earth what is called pilgrims, and a Christian pilgrim sees himself a stranger here on earth. He sees this earth only as a source of distress, grief, and fears, which it often is, even to those who refuse to follow Christ. But on the other side, nailing his eyes up to God, a pilgrim, a Christian pilgrim, thinks the magnificence and wonderfulness of God's coming kingdom, which will have no end, and to which he by God's grace, is destined to one day see. It's good to compare this sight of a Christian pilgrim following the example of Philip and James to modern day's world. In Europe, you see, there's today a big feast of workers called May Day. And that's the day when many millions of people are marching on the streets under red banners, hoping to change the world to a better place. And in Europe, this May Day coincides with the feast of a holy woman named Saint Walburga, and her mother was the sister of Saint Boniface, the apostle of Germany. This Saint Walburga was a nun since she was 11 years old, and her uncle, Saint Boniface, called her to establish monasteries in Germany to spread the Catholic faith all over Europe. Saint Walburga was the very opposite of all who seek attention and success in the world. Her virtue, sweetness, and prudence added to the gifts of grace and nature with which she was so blessed, and made her a perfect example of modesty and humble servant of Christ. As one of the observers of these nuns wrote, "Silence and humility have veiled the labors of the nuns from the eyes of the world, but history has assigned them their place at the very beginning of German civilization. Providence has placed women at ever cradle side." Dear children, the true way to change the world to a better place is not through brute force, but by silent and unnoticed prayer and desire to see the kingdom of heaven. Through the intercession of numerous holy monks and nuns, the whole Europe was once converted and abandoned their old pagan idols. Like Saint Philip and Saint James, these hidden and silent servants, like Saint Walburga, they always kept their eyes centered upon God the Father and longed to live with Him. So, dear children, when you grow up and you have to live in the midst of worries and anxieties and all the business of the world, which might detract you from prayer and the life of a Christian, remember that as good as and blessed life here on earth might be, it's never compared to that life which you are eventually destined to live, that is, seeing God the Father in heaven. That's why Saint James died with a happy death, because even when he was stoned to death, he was seeing the glory and grace of this future heavenly kingdom. So remember you also in your worldly worries, or even at your successes, to always keep your minds and eyes nailed to the Heavenly Father who will reign in His heavenly kingdom, because that's the kingdom of which citizens you truly are, and God is your true Father, and you, His children, are one day destined and blessed to receive this great joy and reward. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.